Today I want to give you 21 money-saving tips to help you through what I would call this continuing cost of living and energy crisis. Even though cost of living is not going up as much, we still have high inflation. Inflation just jumped in America. It's coming down in the UK. But the real rate of inflation is not the one that you see in the headlines. We all know how much food has gone up. We all know, you know, in some cases it's doubled or trebled. Energy, people are still paying double or treble what they were paying before this crisis started. So now has never been a more critical time to learn how to manage your money, learn how to make savings wherever you can, so that you'll have more money available to save and invest for your financial future. Because we all want to be financially free at some stage, maybe retire early, maybe quit the rat race. So let's here we go. Okay, so if you like this, please do like and share it. And please do check out my supporter content, which is going to go through this in more detail. And that's for the price of a cup of coffee, price of a Starbucks every month. You'll get a lot more content and a lot more detailed content virtually every day. Okay, so here we go. First of all, pay yourself first and spend what's left. Secondly, avoid credit card debt interest. It sounds obvious, but you know, you've got to try and avoid it and pay it off as quickly as possible. Thirdly, track your income and expenditure. Use a spreadsheet, use a phone app, or just use a piece of paper and a book to track exactly where your money's going and what money's coming in, so you know exactly where you can make savings. Number four is to start saving and investing. I go through this in more detail in other episodes, but you can look at things like stocks and shares, ISAs in the UK, your pensions, lifetime ISAs, special ISAs for saving for deposits on a fund. But you've got to start saving and investing. Otherwise, if you don't have any income and passive income at retirement, you can never afford to retire. Number five is to have an emergency fund or a contingency fund of at least 3 to 6 months of your salary. Obvious reasons, you don't have to fall back on credit. Number six, loyalty doesn't always pay, so always switch suppliers wherever you can. You can check this out on comparison sites, Uswitch, Money Supermarkets. Number seven is to reduce your car insurance by doing the same thing. That's gone up a lot recently. I was quite shocked when I renewed mine how much it had gone up. I had to shop around. I got quotes it's not a Ferrari, but I got quotes from over £3,000 and eventually got one for £800. That's quite a big difference. And the previous year was only £300 or £400. So there you go. So look around for that. Review your mortgage. Very important to review your mortgage deal when it comes to the end of an expiry, or even start looking at it before. I've got good brokers who can do that for you if you need help. Okay, number nine is to check your tax code that you pay to HMRC in the UK, but your tax in whatever country you are. Check your tax code because that will tell you how much you can earn before you start paying tax. So in the UK it's around £12,500. You don't pay any tax at all. In other countries it might be different. So do check out how much tax you're paying. Is it correct? Okay, number 10 is to look for old bank accounts and pension policies. Have you got money sitting around somewhere that you could use for expenditure or to pay off debt or to invest properly? Check out your old pension schemes as well. You might have old pension schemes lying around. You just never know. Just check it out. And in the UK, you can also look at something if you're a lady that was born in the 1950s. It's called the Waspy Sting. 35 billion Waspy Sting. Waspies are those ladies that missed out when pensions were, for ladies in the state pension, were pushed up from 60 to 65 and now it's 66. So a lot of them missed out. They didn't get paid properly. So check that out if you're born in the 1950s up to the late 1950s, maybe early 60s. Just check that out. Number 11 is to check for any entitlement to benefits if you're on low income, single mother, that sort of thing. Check that out. Number 12 is to reduce your grocery bill. 13 is to avoid wasting food. This means that you don't necessarily have to throw food away just because it's reached its display by date, even expiry dates. I always go beyond expiry dates and just look at the food and see if it really has expired. Number 14 is to explore local charities for help. There's an abundance of money out there. There's different kinds of food banks, There is so much money and charity out there that you just got to look for it. Grants, sponsorships, scholarships for schools and that sort of thing. There's a lot of stuff out there. Number 15 is to check your workplace or private pension. Make sure you get in the best deal. Make sure it's invested properly for you. Make sure you're in one, because normally the employer will contribute on your behalf as well. If you're self-employed, you need to have a pension. Number 16 is unlock your state pension and NI contribution level. I'll explain more about that in the more detailed episode. Number 17 is to use loyalty cards and price match vouchers to find deals. These are things like Tesco Club card, the Waitrose card, and it can be on your phone as well. You don't have to carry a card around. There's petrol things, there's air miles, all sorts of things. You can save a lot of money just by going through these loyalty cards, using vouchers to save money. Just check that out. Okay, try little hacks like there's a voucher code, Deal Finder. There's online hacks where you can find the right voucher codes that suit your lifestyle. There are hundreds of money-saving apps as well, Sweatcoin, Better Points, that sort of thing. Number 18 is to cut your energy bills. Check out the Energy Saving Trust in the UK for some great money-saving hacks. But, you know, the obvious thing is to insulate your house and the windows in the winter. Cut down, maybe change your thermostat setting by 1%, can save you hundreds of pounds a year. Number 19 is to sell unwanted stuff, old clothes, stuff, things you don't use, maybe things you never use. You can sell these things on things like Depop and Vinted, eBay, even Amazon can take old books, old CDs, old tapes, loads of things I've sold on Amazon. But there's easier ways of doing it than Amazon. Number 20 is mindset. Avoid emotional spending and blowing your salary every payday. I go for there's a lot more in my Money Tips 365. Yeah, investing is an emotional decision, same as spending. So you can look into. I go into this in a lot more detail on my other podcasts. And number 21 is to plan, organize, and forecast. Key is planning, organizing your expenditure, work goals, so that you're not just going out and just I'll just buy that. Organize it, okay? And finally, search for the best deals, tracking, reviewing expenses. Be mindful of spending on things that you don't really need. And that will help you get through the current crisis and beyond, so that you can eventually become financially free. Check out my supporter content. Check out my training as well, getting control of your finances in 28 days. I'll put links up to that there. So if you're not a supporter yet, go to Spotify, my Spotify Supporters Club. I'll give you loads more content and some other benefits like free access to my one-day workshop, and of course, copies of my books, PDF books of Money Can Buy You Happiness and Borrow and Grow Rich. I've put a lot of time and effort into that. Okay, I'll hope to see you there.